This is the live feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
In this episode of the live feed, we feature the Maynorth, who played a set at Ed's No Name Bar in downtown Winona. Stemming from the band George and the Generous Thieves, members George McCorkle on guitar and vocals and Stephanie McCorkle on the fiddle and backup vocals are joined by Winona State alum Justin Smith on drums. Although a fairly new band, the Twin Cities-based group are all seasoned musicians and have a real passion for performing. Whether they're playing for 5 or 500, they'll always put on a good show. You are listening to KQAL, and I'm sitting down with the Maynorth. Can I have you guys introduce yourselves and what you do in the band?
I'm George McCorkle, lead guitar, banjo, and ukulele and vocals.
And I'm Stephanie McCorkle, and I play fiddle, violin, fiddlin', we call it. I also sing vocals and play guitar.
And I'm Justin Smith, and I play double bass.
Great. It's great to have you guys here.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So how did you guys each get into music? When did you discover you were pretty musical?
I didn't start playing until I was 17. We had a foreign exchange student from Norway live with me at my house, and he restrung my mom's old guitar and started playing Nirvana tunes. And I told him that that looked really easy, and then I started trying to do it, and next thing I knew, I was pretty well hooked, playing ever since, so...
I grew up in a very musical family. I have 7 brothers and sisters and 2 parents who all play at least 2 instruments each. So it wasn't really a choice for me. I just had to pick up an instrument. And I happened to pick up the violin when I was about 5 years old because my dad played the violin.
For me, when I was going into 6th grade, everyone had to choose an instrument for school. And I thought, I'll play the cello. It seemed like something nobody else wants to play. Everyone wanted to play violin.
So, yeah, they did.
And then by the time I got to high school, I was interested in music in general, and the school needed another bass player for both the orchestra and jazz band, so I decided to learn that. And since then, I've just been learning more instruments. I actually just graduated as a music major from Winona State this past spring.
Congratulations.
Yeah, yay. Thanks.
What kind of influence did you guys have? What did you listen to growing up?
I mean, my mom really liked the classic rock bands like the Rolling Stones or Bob Dylan, but my dad was all about funk music, Prince, the Minneapolis sound kind of thing. So I had a lot of kind of different influences coming from a lot of different sources, and I suppose neither of those types of influences are really what the Maynorth plays, but I guess in the back of my mind, they're always influencing what I play.
Mm-hmm. My parents didn't listen to a whole lot of... music, but they were really, my mom really liked CCR and John Denver and Elvis and stuff like that. But I kind of explored on my own too and found some stuff that I liked. Really liked the blues, so that's kind of where I come from. But now I like folk music quite a bit, and so that's what we write a lot of.
I grew up, my family always listened to the Oak Ridge Boys, and they were really into like the older country sound. And then my family started playing bluegrass, and so I was deeply steeped in the bluegrass tradition, with traditional all the way to like the newgrass. And I guess I rebelled against that in like high school and college and really got into punk rock and had quite the spell of punk rock, and I still listen to a lot of punk rock, but I also love folk and bluegrass too.
And you guys were a band before, right? You were the George and the Generous Thieves?
Yes. Yeah. Stephanie and I were in that band. Mm-hmm. A friend of ours, Micah Kavitt, played cajon in the percussion, but he moved to Florida, and so then we were kind of just us two again and trying to regroup and get started again, and we met Justin probably in July, something like that.
Yeah, this summer, yeah. And yeah, he was a really good fit for us, so we've been... play together since then, and since also added Carl on percussion.
Another Winona State alumni.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll be welcoming a new musician with us tonight. We've been looking for a mandolin player. Justin, maybe you can tell a little bit about Chris.
Yeah, Chris Peters, anyone who follows Winona music knows him. He plays in Beetroot Stew, which is a bluegrass band down here, and also Deep Sea Summit, the great kind of dance electronica band. But he's going to be sitting in tonight on mandolin.
So that should be fun.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
How is your band different now than what it was, you know, when it was the other band? I mean, how did, has it changed stylistically?
We carried over some of the tunes from that band, but we wrote a lot more music as of, I don't know, I'd say the last six, 8 months. Mm-hmm. Probably heavier on the folky, bluegrassy kind of style. Maybe moving away a little more from some of the groovier stuff we were doing before, but we still play some of those tunes, and who knows, we might still write some in that style as well.
Mm-hmm. I would say there's some more tunes, too, that are kind of more, I guess, like driving, and maybe even songs that are faster than what we did with, just in general, tempo-wise.
Yeah, we've been trying to write some more up-tempo stuff, so get some people dancing.
Yeah, it's fun to see at a show.
Who does most of the writing?
I write a lot of the guitar parts and the melodies, a lot of the lyrics, but Stephanie also helps me out with a lot of lyrics, and she's written some of the songs too that we'll be performing tonight. Mm. But I've been writing music for a long time, so it's just something that I feel comes fairly natural. But I don't write out all the parts. You know, Justin is very capable at finding a good bass line to play along with stuff. I don't have to do too much guiding. Same with Stephanie. You know, I just write the basic guitar part and the vocals, and then these guys make me sound good.
So do you write, like, the music first, and then the lyrics are kind of secondary?
That's how I've generally done it. I know a lot of people like to write lyrics first, but I find, at least my personal style, I usually will just be writing a song, and I'll kind of just sing along with myself, just trying to get a melody, and then if I say a line that I like, I'll write it down, and it kind of evolves from there.
I'm the opposite, so we're kind of a good team, because George will come up with a really good melody, maybe, and be like, oh, you know, try to get some lyrics written for this, and then I'll try to come up with something, and we'll kind of bounce off ideas from each other and come up with something that works well together. But I'll write lyrics first, and then I'll write the melody second, or be like, hey, George, I have these lyrics. Do you think you can write a melody for
me? Yeah, I'm usually looking for lyrics. I generally have more music than I have lyrics, so.
And I'm the opposite, so it works out really well.
Yeah, so things are kind of more of a collaborative thing, like, you know, you each contribute something to it.
Yeah, everybody brings
a lot to the table. Yeah.
Jinx. How would you define your sound?
Not quite bluegrass indie folk. Does that work?
That's what's on the website.
Yeah.
Justin, what would you say? You're more of an... new to this, it's hard for me sometimes to pinpoint it.
I think it depends on the song, to be honest. Yeah. All of them have, the only thing in common might be that this group of musicians is playing and singing them, and it's written by these people. But, you know, one song might be like a real kind of barroom drinking song, and one song might be a more traditional bluegrass based. One song might have reggae influences, like a couple of the newer ones that we've come up with. Some might definitely be more rock based, or some might be country. Really, I mean, our style has certain instruments and vocalists in common, but I don't think you can peg it into any one genre whole necessarily. I mean, traditional bluegrass fans or players would say, oh, you're not bluegrass, or that kind of thing, because of some of the ways that the songs are written or played, but I think that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you want your audience to take out of your performances?
I hope that they can feel that, like, we're doing something that we love. And if they feel that, you know, from us, that that's what we're doing something that we love, then hopefully they can enjoy it too.
Yeah, I just really hope they enjoy it. We certainly love playing. That's what I spend most of my time doing, is playing guitar, teaching guitar. So most of my life revolves around six strings, so.
I guess for me, it's just a different style that in some sense is acoustic based music. It's kind of fallen to the wayside more recently with the rise of synthesizers, computers, samplers, all that kind of thing. But it also has almost a resurgence. A lot of the indie rock bands and that kind of thing are using more acoustic instruments. You know, I've played a lot of different styles of music, everything from, you know, symphony orchestra to a jazz band to a reggae band or anything, but it's nice to just do this kind of style too. It's something that I have done a little bit of before, so it's nice to do it more extensively with this band.
What determines a good show?
To me, I would rather have five people there listening who look like they're genuinely enjoying the music than 100 people in a bar who don't really tend to pay attention to what you're playing. So my personal take on that is I would rather just play my own music. And hopefully whoever shows up, hopefully it's a lot of people will enjoy it.
Yeah, I really enjoy playing original music too, because I come from a real deep background in symphonic music, playing in orchestras and symphonies and things. And I think that music is gorgeous, and there's so many great pieces that I love to perform, but I think it's a different experience for me when I get to play something that is totally new to everybody's ears, something that I've helped create. I think that that's really exciting. So like George, if I see that there's even like one or two people there that are just really enjoying something that like we created all by ourselves, that's just an exhilarating experience for me.
How do you guys measure your success?
I would say right now, you know, all of us here, we realize, you know, probably not going to make a ton of money, but that's not really what it's about. It's more about the emotional pay that you get from playing music, like the feeling you get from it that, you know, even if you had tons of money, you couldn't buy. Like I teach a lot of lessons during the week to a lot of different students. So that way, like, you know, we can play gigs and, you know, not trying to pay all my bills with playing gigs. I mean, eventually it would be incredible to be able to, you know, tour around the country and make a living doing it. But, you know, firstly, it's just about playing the music, I would say, for sure.
Doing what you love.
Something I really like compared to other artistic forms, like, say, a painting or a book where the creator produces it and then it goes somewhere else for people to view it or that kind of thing. For music, it's really an interactive two-way street. When you perform live, the audience is right there, and whether it's two people or 2,000 people, you know, it's as long as the people who are listening are enjoying themselves and enjoying hearing what music is being produced, I think that's how you can measure success.
What kind of plans do you guys have for the future?
Just getting our sound out more and sharing it with everybody, as many people as we can.
Looking yeah, I think at that. This point, yeah. Just trying to get as many gigs booked as we can and playing just playing.
Mm-hmm. Sharing the sound, writing more music. We're inspired all the time to write more music. You know, we are always thinking of like new little melodies or, hey, I want to write some lyrics or something, and all of a sudden you have a new idea. It's a really cool process because you could have like a gig coming up and all of a sudden you're working on this new tune, and it's really exciting to be a part of.
Well, yeah, where does your inspiration come from for your music?
I don't really know. Well, sometimes kind of happens.
Sometimes I just have a song and it'll come out and it'll be really fast and we'll kind of have a point, and then sometimes I'll have a guitar part for, you know, months and it'll take me a really long time to finish it, and, you know, maybe Steph will chip in on lyrics. But sometimes there's inspiration just from what's around you, whether it be the traditional falling in love, breaking up kind of a deal, or just your surroundings, you know, living along the Mississippi River or that kind of stuff. So
Paul Bunyan.
Yeah, Paul Bunyan. We were talking possibly about that on the way down tonight. We should write a song about Paul Bunyan.
What do you guys think of the St. Paul music scene? Do you think it's, or the Twin Cities music scene, or the Minnesota music scene?
I think that the Twin Cities music scene is a really exciting place. We've had some really, really talented artists come out of the Twin Cities, like in the last 15, 20 years, especially, and even looking like towards Duluth. And I mean, it's really a place where people like Bob Dylan and the Replacements, you know, have come out of, and groups like Volant, you know, have come out of the Twin Cities. You know, it's an exciting place to be part of. A lot of chemistry, I feel like, between like the different venues and artists. I think especially like speaking to like how hard maybe the musical community was hit by the death of Idea over, you know, the last week, Mikey Larson. So, you know, I think that it shows just how great, you know, of a music community that we have there. And like, we're really excited, I think, to be a part of that.
Yeah, I appreciate that there's a market and respect for pretty much every type of music. I mean, the Minnesota Orchestra is one of the best symphonies. There's great hip hop like atmosphere. There's a strong folk tradition dating back to Bob Dylan and his days. You know, there's newer electronic based music. There's just straight up rock and roll music and punk still being made in the Twin Cities, and pretty much whatever style of music you're interested in seeing, you can find up there.
Mm-hmm. It's a wide variety, I would say, and really strong voices in all of the different genres of music, I would say. Yeah.
Have you guys played in Winona before?
No.
George and I have not. Justin has.
I played here a lot. With other bands. Just because I went to school here. First time for us here.
What kind of expectations do you have?
Well, given that, I have a good relationship with Ed Hoffman, the owner of Ed Spar, so I know that it'll be a great atmosphere for our music. So I guess my expectation is just a really fun night with people hopefully enjoying what we play.
Well, I know that, you know, Winona kind of can have a bluesy acoustic kind of sound in it, so maybe this is like the perfect place for you guys.
Looking forward to it.
You never knew.
Yeah.
On been the same. When I was just a baby, my mama told me so. Always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. Well, I shot a man in Reno, cause he was in that. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hate my head. Smoking big guns, well I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hate my pity. When they freed me from this prison, and that railroad train was mine, you bet I move on over, little father down the line. Oh, father, wolf in prison, that's where I want to stay. I live that lonesome whistle from my blues away. So we got Carl Brueggemann. I'm the kid back here. And this is Justin Smith holding it down on the upright. And Stephanie LaMorgan on the fiddle. Like a woman.
be somebody you want. Your mom is the color of the storm. It's colder outside than it ever seemed to feel. What I carry is heavy to me. And if you want to be, all you're gonna do is sit there and tell me to be. If you think that I'll change, well, I wouldn't bet that way. It's crazy to me to think that you won't be around. And you're breaking hearts and strife. Is it just your foolish pride? Or making it hard for others to come around? And if you're wrong, I'm saying that you do. And I'll take your word for what I've heard. And I won't play the fool. And if you're wrong, with my love on my arm, in my hands and in my heart, I surely don't want to know if I'm falling to you. If you're good enough, I'd like to say that you're good, and I'll take away the one I've heard, and I won't pay you for it. If you're good enough,
stuff on the fiddle, old Ray too.
Thanks again to the members of the May North for their performance and interview. Tune in next Wednesday or Friday evening at 6:30 for more local bands and musicians right here on The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.